It's already a very soggy start to the day on the Sunshine Coast following Monday's deluge, which saw more than 150 millimetres fall in some areas, while Coolum West recorded 200 millimetres. That's more than a month's worth of rain for this time of year on the coast in just 24 hours, and there's more coming. Weather Bureau forecaster Laura Bokel says rainfall will ramp up across the southeast as the week progresses.
Very similar to what we saw yesterday, we can expect to see today. That's sort of a really overcast day for all of the day, and those showers just coming through pretty consistently.
While shark nets have been removed from Sunshine Coast beaches, with a marine wind warning current for Sunshine Coast waters expected to make the swell pick up to around 4 metres. And emergency sewer works for Unity Water are getting underway today, resulting in the closure of the northwestbound lane of Karawatha Drive. Traffic control will be on site with detours in place. The works are expected to take 2 weeks to complete. The Sunshine Coast is the national leader when it comes to the pandemic-led population shift. An analysis of population data and real estate transactions by Propertyology shows us that the population of the Sunshine Coast grew by 9% in the 12 months to June last year. More than 48,000 people chose to relocate from capital cities to regional areas during that time. And in a Queensland first, the Noosa Council will help local residents recycle their old bedding and clothing. The Give a Sheet campaign is a joint partnership between clean technology company Blocktex, St Vincent de Paul and Noosa Council. Waste Education Officer Emma Menzies says donated linen will then be converted into high-grade materials that can be used by Australian manufacturers to create new products.
We're really hoping that people go and clean out their cupboards and they get the things that, you know, old sheets, duvet covers and towels, and they take them along. You know, so much better that they don't end up in landfill and they can actually be recycled and turned into something new.
The Linen and Clothing Recycling Day will be held on June 5 at the Bicentennial Park car park.